something bad is happening to spruce trees, but scientists aren't sure what. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The landscape of Michigan's Lower Peninsula has been changing over the decades. Some of the changes are intentional, some accidental, and some are simply a mystery. Rena Miller reports.
In the 60s and 70s, Dutch elm disease left entire tree-lined streets naked. These last few years saw the emerald ash borer leave its trail of destruction across the state, and now Michigan's spruce and pine trees are in decline. Bert Craig is an associate professor of horticulture and forestry at Michigan State University. He says one culprit is called Phomopsis. It's a fungus that's been around for a long time. It used to affect just seedlings and smaller trees, but now it's killing bigger trees too, and scientists don't know why.
Is this an environmental set of conditions? Is there something going on with the pathogen itself? So there's lots of really more questions than answers at this point, other than we know that we're seeing a lot of trees starting to decline.
Craig says the Phomopsis fungus is primarily affecting blue, white, and Norway spruce used for landscaping. He says it progressively kills branches and eventually the whole tree. Craig says a couple of things can be done. He says if you spot dead branches, you should prune them and get rid of lower limbs to help with air circulation around the tree. He also says if you're planting spruce trees, don't group them too closely together because that makes them more vulnerable to fungus. And if you're not sure what's going on with your tree, call an expert.
So if you can get a sample into our diagnostics lab or, you know, another tree care provider that knows what they're looking at, if it can be identified as Phomopsis, then there is the possibility of treating with the fungicide.
You might also be noticing branch dieback on pine trees along roadways and in state forests. Craig says any number of things could be causing that, including a type of blight or insects or maybe just normal variations in weather affecting tree growth. For the Environment Report, I'm Rena Miller.
This is the Environment Report. Let's say you own a beach house. You might want to pull out some plants or mow them or smooth out the sand to make it look nice. At the moment, if you want to do any of these things, you need a permit from both the state and the federal government. Maggie Cox is with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. She says her department has to make sure everyone can walk on the beaches, and she says sensitive wetlands need to be protected.
Your property line is down to water's edge, but the state also holds in trust for the public the land up to the ordinary high water mark.
Last week, the Michigan Senate passed legislation that would eliminate the state permit for beach maintenance. Several environmental groups are opposed to that. The DEQ's Maggie Cox says her agency will still have oversight of beach maintenance in wetland areas.
So in areas that are mostly sand or mostly rock, you no longer have to get a permit from the department. But in areas that are wet or coastal wetlands made up mostly of bulrush or other vegetation, you're going to have to still come to the department and the Army Corps for a permit.
But the Army Corps does not regulate mowing on beach areas. So if the state permit requirement goes away, property owners would be able to mow plants on sandy beach areas without any oversight. Environmental groups say that's a problem. But Ernie Krieger disagrees. He's the president of Save Our Shoreline. That's a group of property owners that wants to preserve the right to groom beaches.
We're not about people going out into the lake with bulldozers. In fact, the DEQ still does have the ability to police the shoreline. If some goofball wants to take a fence down to the water's edge to stop people from walking the beach, they have the ability to come up there and make him remove it.
Krieger says his biggest concern is an invasive plant called Phragmites that he wants to be able to remove from his beachfront property. The legislation now moves to the State House. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.